Well, it's Sunday night, and obviously the Celebrity Apprentice was the biggest thing that happened in the world yesterday. Reed Kerr here, with me as always, lovely wife Kimberly.
Hello.
Howdy's. How about that Sunday night, huh?
It was certainly eventful.
Yes. Ordinarily, every Sunday night, we watch the Celebrity Apprentice. We sit down, we try to watch it just, you know, as things are going on.
Do you notice how we used to have, like, so many things to watch on Sunday nights, and
Yes. Now
really all we have is Celebrity Apprentice?
It's like Sundays and Mondays, we didn't have enough things to, we didn't have enough DVRs to record everything.
Right.
And now it's, Celebrity Apprentice, I can get Family Guy on Hulu. You watch Desperate Housewives and Brothers and Sisters, which I hate. I just don't like shows where nobody ever appears to laugh or smile. Those are just...
They're not very happy shows.
They're not. That's just like the whole practicing Grey's Anatomy thing. Ugh, good God. Anyway, we were watching Celebrity Apprentice, and actually we were working on something else that...
We were getting
ready for a podcast. Another podcast.
Right.
And so we come back in, we're like, oh, let's get Celebrity Apprentice going. It's about 9:30. Let's get Celebrity Apprentice going because, we got to... Got to watch the whole show and then do our other podcast on it. And I just kind of opened up Facebook. And
We had watched about 10 minutes of Celebrity Apprentice, and you're on Facebook, and you're like, hey.
Yeah, maybe we should stop watching this and go over to watch the news. Yeah, they made the announcement yesterday about, spoiler alert, that Osama bin Laden was killed yesterday. On purpose, not just whoops, not he didn't slip in the shower or anything. No, they were hunting him and they got him. And for our purposes, this of course meant that nobody gives a rat's ass about Celebrity Apprentice at this point. And I can tell because as we were watching it, they cut away with about 15 minutes left to go in the show and never came back. And I would just like somebody from NBC to go, we're waiting for the president to speak. In the meantime, here are the results of Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah, our local station started running a little crawl along, the bottom of the screen saying the president is going to make an important announcement.
Right.
But
which is terrifying if we hadn't already known what was going to happen.
Yeah, because it was just, that's all they said. They didn't say that it was about anything or,
bad talk. What are we dealing with here?
You're right. It would have been pretty scary if we wouldn't have already known.
Like we've just killed public enemy number one talk or... California is now an island talk. What do we got? What are we going on? So that kind of got spoiled for us because we already knew it was coming. And of course we flipped over, started watching the news and caught up with Celebrity Apprentice later. It's like 12:20 in the blessed AM right now. And we're cutting this and you're yawning, in fact, because we're about to go to bed after we finish the podcast. And we're not really yawning for the show this week. It was a little bit better, but only because there was insanity involved.
Yeah, I wish last week's show could have been tonight, because I could have gone to bed without even knowing who got sent home.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really all that eventful.
Well, tonight the bin Laden thing happens, and a great reaction from everybody. And it's still, it's like I said, it's after midnight. It's still going on out there.
Yeah. They were showing on CNN that they're, in the streets in New York City for a good reason.
Yeah.
There's like 1,000 people outside of the White House. Everybody's...
Have you ever done that? Have you ever gone somewhere just to be with other people and celebrate?
No.
I haven't either. I mean, I don't live in a major
population
center.
That's not what I would think of to do.
But, okay, for example, when I was at the TV station, and for those of you who don't know, I worked radio for 20 years. I worked television for about 8 of that.
He's a regional celebrity.
Shut up. I was doing that horrible idea, the WebJ, during when Michael Jackson died that whole day. So I was on the air constantly showing the feeds that were going on.
And actually had something to talk about.
Yeah, for once it wasn't just, just me reading school menus and overnight arrest reports and crap. I actually had news. And when they announced that Michael Jackson had died,
I was taking a nap.
Within like a half an hour, there were hundreds of people at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done that.
Well,
just showed up just to be with other people. I mean, that I didn't, for a reason other than like somebody in the family dies. Absolutely. You go be with your family.
Well, that to me is a little bit different. I mean, I don't know. I don't think I would have gone to the hospital where I'd, been informed that he had just died. That would just seem kind of weird. I don't know. I mean, I can see people kind of gathering at his house or whatever. I mean, he has some pretty fanatical fans. But in this situation, the whole just gathering, just for the sake of gathering, yeah. people were gathering outside the White House. Maybe that was in support of the president, you know, just that is the nation's capital. I can kind of see people, you know, mm-hmm. in that
normally,
city.
You know, normally, okay, that's East Coast time. So
yeah, they're
when
hour
he
ahead.
Spoke, it was
11:30.
11:30, right. So normally if you're in Washington, D.C. at 11:30, you're running for your life. You were trying to get out of town any way, shape, or form. But tonight it was a good thing.
Yeah.
And I've never been a part of something like that, but I've never lived anywhere that – never lived in a major population center where I could go hang out with, you know, a couple thousand people.
Yeah, down here they'd probably just shoot you.
Yeah, we meet in a parking lot and drink beer. That's pretty much it. So that was what was going on tonight. And so – just to let everybody know, we're going to announce who got voted off because I think everybody should know. I have no idea what happened on the West Coast. They may still not be back to normal.
I'm sure they're not. I don't think the show would have even been on the West Coast.
We watched that show for an hour and 45 painful minutes.
Well, you know, when we found out that the president was going to make an announcement.
He's supposed to speak at 10 right. o'clock our time.
And we had heard that, when we turned off Celebrity Apprentice and turned on CNN, was that it? Mm-hmm. No, we somehow knew that he was going to make an announcement at 10.
Probably saw it on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah, I think it was on Twitter. And I turned to you and I'm like, well, so the rest of the show's not even going to be on. But then we turned on CNN and the president hadn't, you know, we were way behind on Celebrity Apprentice anyway.
Right.
The president still hadn't come out to make the speech. I was like, oh, well, you know, there's no reason why the show would be interrupted. But of course...
They stopped 15 minutes early.
Yeah,
so.
I should have known.
Well, you want a little buffer between NeNe and Star screaming at each other, or actually just NeNe screaming at Star and the president speaking. You don't want to make that hard fade from one camera to the next. You want somebody from the news department in between it.
Right.
And I do want to say this. Kudos to President Obama for using this to screw Donald Trump's TV show. I'm just saying, you know, he tore the hell out of him yesterday at the president's White House Correspondents' Dinner. Yeah, and so now, like the next night, he's like, yeah, shut that down. Yeah, just close it down. Make everybody go to Wikipedia to find out who got voted out. They cut it off like 15 minutes till, and they were just, there's no apologies, there's nothing. Hey, we got a big story coming up here, so.
Well, I have to say, this is bigger news than Celebrity Apprentice.
Yes. Especially
of all times,
point.
You know.
Now, if this had been the week that Busey got voted off, damn it, I would have wanted to keep watching that.
Yeah.
Bin Laden would still have been dead later.
I find it kind of odd.
Before I get the emails, that was all sarcasm, kids. You know that, right?
This didn't happen today, though, right?
Okay, I don't know all the details. I've just seen what I've seen on the news and what I've read on the little report. It happened a couple of days ago.
And they had to do DNA testing on the body. So they wait till Sunday night.
Why do they have Bin Laden's DNA? Were they trying to clone him so they could like kill a different one every day? You know, big Bin Laden, fat Bin Laden, little Bin Laden, midget Bin Laden. Just is this for sweeps? By the way, this did happen on the first night of sweeps. Is this first Sunday
really?
Night of sweeps? Yeah, May sweeps.
Oh.
Anyway, okay, so we're all in favor of Osama bin Laden being killed.
Yes,
right?
Definitely.
And then bumping the end of Apprentice.
10 years too late, but...
However, we do know who got voted off, and I assume you guys want to know. They go to the boardroom. It is NeNe. It is Star. And
you're
it
not going to make them wait till the end of our show to tell them?
No. You know why? Because they'll go to the next podcast that deals with a Celebrity Apprentice. It's those
well, I'm sure they can just look up a news story
right.
and find out.
It's those
out.
Three. Well, okay, let's... How did we get there? Okay, here's all I remember about this, because I was kind of distracted by everything else going on. LaToya comes back in, and she gives like the LaToya version of the Officer and a Gentleman, I Got Nowhere Else to Go speech. At some point, Meatloaf is having a discussion with everyone else while he's on the toilet, which I'm totally against.
I don't think that was his intention. He said, I'm going to the bathroom. They're the ones that went up to the door and were like, oh, we came up with Feeling Good in America. What do you think? You know, yeah. he was in the bathroom.
If you're going to the bathroom, just go. I don't have to have the details.
Oh, so you have a problem with people not being very private about going to the bathroom?
I just don't want to know about it from strangers and people at work.
Oh, so it's okay, like, you know, for you to leave the door wide open and all that.
Hey, we live here. We should be used
just
to that.
Just because we live together doesn't mean I want to see that either.
If I didn't leave the bathroom door open most times when I went in there to the toilet, how would you know the magic was over otherwise? I mean, come on.
That didn't take very long, actually. I can remember when I still lived in Ohio and I would be talking to you on the phone and I'd be like, are you in the bathroom? I hear an echo. And you're like, yeah.
Okay. My apartment was the size of a Q-tip. I didn't have any. When I had to go to the bathroom, there was nowhere to get away from it.
Is that where you sat to watch TV or something? Or is that where you went to make all your phone calls?
I could sit on the toilet and I could also watch TV and cook myself a sandwich at the same time just on the toilet and answer the front door. So I wouldn't. Never when you were in town, baby. Okay. What else stands out about the episode to you?
Well, the fact that LaToya came in basically to beg for her job back.
That's weird.
As soon as she showed up, we knew what was going to happen. There's no way they would have shown that. That was all part of the show. That wasn't even her idea. That was probably him. You know, it's just like, well, we're a week short because of Jose Canseco. And the women insisted that somebody be fired that week anyway, which was pretty cool. Way to go, Marley Matlin.
Marley's got a mean streak.
Hey. That's pretty awesome, though, because I really figured that week that they would be just like, oh, no, everybody's a winner, blah, 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 and all that kind of crap.
Marley knows there's only one winner.
Yeah. So anyway, so as soon as she showed up and he was just like, oh, yeah, you gave a convincing argument for why you should come back and blah, blah, blah. I'll think about it. Yeah. We knew she was coming back.
Right. And what a great coup that is for the guys to get.
I was actually hoping that one of the other men would be voted out and they would send Star over there to their team. They need some conflict on that team, but I don't know that LaToya is not going to be the conflict. They might be hating on her because she's kind of semi-useless. But
those three guys, actually, they should get their own reality show where they fix houses and stuff because they work well together.
They do work well together.
There's no fights.
Yeah, they're very boring.
I mean, you got a classic guy and a hip-hop guy, and they just get along.
Yeah, it just suddenly struck me this evening that, you know, the only players left on the men's team are all musicians.
Mm-hmm. It's been that way ever since they voted out Mark McGrath. Hey! I kid the Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
But, the men's team is very boring. I thought they did a good job. I thought calling in Nikki Taylor, cojones de los grande. And she showed up.
I was disappointed, actually, that Nikki Taylor participated in that.
Why?
Well, okay, I know what you said. It's like, publicity or whatever.
Yeah, publicity is publicity.
I can see that, but at the same time, she could have just said, no, I have to be loyal to the women's team. Nothing happened on their team the week that she left. I mean, she didn't get thrown under the bus or anything like that. They didn't go to the boardroom and somebody like, it's all Nikki's fault. Mm-hmm. She basically volunteered to go home because she was just like, even though she pussed out, I mean, because she should have sent Dionne Warwick home that week. She should have just said,
I don't even remember most of the people who were.
Well, Dionne is, you know.
I watched the opening credits and I'm like, Richard Hatch was on this? Really?
David Cassidy. Dionne was useless that week and she's very argumentative and she should have gone home. But anyway, Nikki Taylor was just like, you know, very classy and totally gave up on her charity, whatever it is. And just like, no, you know, my team did a great job. If anybody's at fault, it's me. So she went home.
Right.
So she really didn't have any reason to have any animosity towards the women. So I really felt like that if anything, and they say that she kind of keeps in contact with Hope and Star and all that. Mm-hmm. If the men contacted her, she should have just said, no, you know, my loyalty is with the women's team. She could have called the women's team and just said, hey, the men's team just called me, wanted me to come in and be a hair model. Do you guys want me to be a hair model?
Okay. Nikki Taylor, to begin with, like I said, it's publicity. And if one side calls you, you don't know what the other one's doing. She was
okay.
On the
she could
show
have said,
like
"I can
three
think
weeks,
about it."
Maybe 4 weeks.
Okay. What if she said, "Let me think about it," and then she called the women or whatever? I don't know. I thought
both
it was
sides
kinda
against the middle. But this is not a contract negotiation. Somebody gives you a chance to come back on television, and maybe she's seen the dailies on the last month and a half of this show, and she realizes that team is insane now, and she doesn't want to walk into it. I had no problems with what she did. And okay, how long are they actually on this show? Because basically, they get a task, they got to do it the next day, and then at the conclusion of that, they go in the boardroom. So, I mean, they probably filmed this over the course of 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, I would think so. You know,
there's nobody ever has a different hairstyle from show to show.
Except for Star.
Yeah. You know, Bret Michaels did the entire season and then had the brain thing like 3 months later, and it didn't affect the show at all because he had.
Right.
I mean, Meatloaf's still wearing big scarves. It's May. You know, she was only with the team for like maybe 7 or 8 days. I don't know. I can see it. There's no loyalty in Hollywood. That's the other thing. These people are all entertainers.
Yeah.
They're all there to screw each other in every possible way of the term there. So I thought it was a great move to call her and invite her back in because she was the pro. And yes, Hope did look awfully funny trying to, you know, I guess she looks good naked, but she's not a supermodel carrying stuff around.
Well, she actually said, you know, I'm not a runway model.
Right.
She's a Playboy model. What the hell talent do you need to do that? Just stand there, lay there, whatever.
You got to be naked. You got to be able to give the orgasm face, and you got to be susceptible to airbrushing. That's about it, really.
I guess.
I don't know, but she was quiet and useless, which is never good. So,
yeah, you know what? I thought it was kind of funny when NeNe first mentioned that she wanted Marley and Hope to be models.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Hope didn't say this to NeNe's face, but she said in her little interview that she was getting kind of tired of being asked to be a model. Even then, that's when she said, you know, even though that's what I do, I don't walk the runway and stuff like that. But still, I thought it was just like, well, what the hell else use does she have? Plus, I think they've only used her like twice. They've even been griped at because that they haven't used her.
Yeah.
So, you know, like when Lennox Lewis was on there a couple years ago,
mm-hmm.
he was like the most recognizable of that team.
Right.
They used him all the time. He seemed to be aware of it. He had no problem with, oh no, I don't want to be the, you know, I don't want to be the face and mm-hmm. all that kind of crap.
Every week he was in front of the camera or something. Yeah, the problem is with Hope is that she's a Playboy playmate, which is not a model. It's just a naked chick. I mean, right. It's just, you can't.
One step above porn.
Models look good in clothes. Playboy playmates look good without clothes.
Right.
That's basically, and so, you know, models can walk the runway in whatever you're trying to sell that week or hold whatever product you're supposed to be holding and make it look good. Playboy playmates, you know, sign guys' hats at boat shows and stuff. You know, there's not a lot of skill involved in just being hot. So, yeah, that was a little bit weird. She looked awkward up there.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
coming out holding those two bottles or whatever, yeah. Like that was just really, really weird.
It was like, it's like occasionally, like when I have to jump a car off, you know,
you're holding,
I'm holding the battery terminals. I'm always afraid that I'm just going to cross them up accidentally, forget what I'm doing. So I hold them way apart like that. That's how she had the bottles.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, Lil Jon is, Lil Jon does he's not full on hip hop rap guy when he's speaking to a room full of rich white dudes.
Right.
He's got a head for business because he's very outgoing and he's himself, but he's not like the over the top rap guy persona that would turn off those people. You know, even when he pulls Questlove out of the audience to show off like the world's largest afro and the
ass.
And the biggest ass in the building. Yeah. Love the roots. The hair's a bit much, but
he's had a pick.
Good. Yeah.
That was so stereotypical.
When you play, you can play the drums like that. You can wear a big Angela Davis looking afro, whatever you want to do.
He plays the drums. I don't know anything about the Roots or whatever.
I don't know about the Roots.
I just don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. How many Barbara Streisand albums did you just find on your computer?
I have a couple.
11.
I have 3,000 new songs or new old songs to listen to.
Yeah, but okay, if you haven't, we just took an old hard drive out of one of your old computers you used to use at work, like, Five years ago. Right. How important are these songs to you if you haven't even noticed they weren't there for 5 years?
What do you mean I haven't noticed that they weren't there? I didn't really have a choice.
We weren't rushing out to replace them or going to the evil file share servers to download them. I'm just saying.
Did you want me to buy all 5,000 or 3,000 songs again or something?
No, no, God, no. Especially not the Creed and the Korn. Don't do that. And the Tool and all that. Don't.
Yeah, there's
that,
a lot of stuff on there. I'm sure I won't copy over to my iPhone.
Yeah.
Limited space.
Yeah. Okay, what else we got on the show?
Well, you know, we didn't mention, although anybody that watched the show saw or even saw the previews of Nene going off on Star right, you know, from the get go. And
in front of the client.
And that's what I was going to say. You know, this was, it's different when it was just like in private or whatever. But yeah, she jumps. She was obviously pissed because Star had suggested she be the project manager. Nene has finally caught on to Star's game that she's playing to win. You can't really fault her for that.
Right.
She's not terribly likable, but you can't.
She's a lawyer and a TV personality.
Right.
That's what they are. They're not likable.
Yeah. Who got sponsors for her wedding? You know, they call her Bridezilla.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's not really likable, but I think it's kind of childish to be like, oh, she doesn't play fair, she's manipulative, blah blah blah. I mean, that's what they're supposed to be doing, but whatever. So she freaks out on Star right there in front of the client, which I didn't think painted her in the best light, especially when she was saying, you know, bring your street game, you know. And Star, of course, is, you know, she's been on TV for years and she knows about image and all that. And
lawyers don't have street game. Lawyers are professional arguers.
Right.
They set up situations. That's what they
do. Well, she managed, I think, to keep her cool and at the same time make Nene look like a big bully.
Yes.
Whereas we all know that Star is very manipulative and the things that Nene was saying were true.
Yeah.
But she definitely made Nene come off as the aggressor.
Right.
And they were actually making comments that Nene was being physically aggressive towards her.
That towards the end of the episode.
See, but you know, that's not the first time that people... Nene's
screaming about how she's not physically aggressive. Didn't she beat the crap out of Kim behind a Target?
She choked Kim's, allegedly. But she gets in people's faces, and she is very loud and very aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the first time that people have, I think, that it's been mentioned that her charity, because she actually has a charity about, you know, for women domestic abuse. And people are like, well, you know, you don't, you seem verbally abusive. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they mentioned that again tonight. But, you know, Star, like I said, she played it cool. And the one thing that I thought was funny kind of later in the show, Nene, of course, in every one of her interviews was saying, you know, if we lose, you know, I'm not going home and I'm going to call Star out right in front of Donald Trump and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And I will have to say that I don't think Star did anything wrong in this challenge.
Right.
She really did everything that she could do. But I actually wrote this down so I wouldn't screw it up. When she's talking about Star, she says, "You evil fat lady. You may have lost weight on the outside, but your brain is still fat." I was just like, and that is so her.
We've talked about Nene before.
Definitely she goes for the low blow.
Whatever she has to say to upset you, she'll say it.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work with Star. Star didn't raise her voice this entire episode.
Nope.
If your enemy is going to beat themselves, you let them.
Mm-hmm.
And she just stood there.
And when they were in the boardroom, she just kind of sat there. She was just quiet. She kind of kept her head down a little bit, almost like, you know, like she was being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she kind of knew how to play that. So that kind of cracked me up.
Yeah. When they went to the boardroom, did you notice that the men didn't do anything for about 11 minutes? They just sat there.
I find it interesting. You know, the format used to be they would come in there and they would just casual chit chat or whatever. And they would talk about their tasks.
Mm-hmm.
He would tell them who lost. And then that's when they would go at each other. But I guess that there wasn't enough drama when they used to do that. So now he lets them pick each other apart before he even announces who won. So, you know, they start talking trash about each other and they may actually be the winning team.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
which
he
definitely
tries to
has more,
the fight regardless.
Yeah, actually more drama. Do you remember the line whenever they were actually doing the rehearsal and Star was like a little bit late punching up her PowerPoint presentation or whatever, and one of the stylists was kind of like saying something to her about it, and Nene was just like, oh, you know, Star, she's probably so mad. She goes, she said, I guarantee her lashes done popped off.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
When, yeah, that was good. But looking at those two going at each other, you knew they weren't going home.
No, because they're the only drama left. Exactly. I mean, Busey's gone, which, you know, we talked about this a little bit last week, and it still is ridiculous. For weeks, the guys begged for Busey to go home, okay? He's difficult to work with. He this, he that. Our team would be so much stronger going forward. And we knew why Trump kept Busey, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was, but LaToya gets sent home because, and they say the very same things about her. You know, she's weak, she this, she that, the team will be stronger without her. And instead of Trump firing Star last week because she was the project manager, mm-hmm. he was just like, oh, well, you know, your team seems to think that you're weak and, you know, they'll do better without you. So you're fired, LaToya. It was just the complete opposite of everything that he's done. Mm-hmm. So, and but I mean,
she got a week off and now she's
it back. Is supposed to be an entertaining show. Yeah. So if all you have is the hardworking, you know, people that with no drama, it would be a very boring show.
And I figured that Hope was a goner for a while because she's boring. She's the least descript playmate of the year, I think, ever.
Ugh.
And she got the axe this week. We didn't get to see the big boardroom reveal because
that was really funny, though. I mean,
over.
Right. It was like 15 till, and it was just like right to the, we were getting to the point. We were actually going like, well, who do you think Nee's going to bring back with her? And
yeah.
you're like, Hope, for sure.
It. We kind of forgot. We figured, oh, they must have cut it off right at 10. Nope. 15 till.
Yeah.
And as well they should. We don't want to make light of that. But yeah, Hope basically, from what I've read, just got voted out because she was sort of useless.
Well, Trump has made mention for several weeks how quiet Hope is and how she just kind of stays in the background and all that. So, I mean, he's been setting this up for a long time, but it is definitely what makes sense for the show.
Yep. All right. So there's your Celebrity Apprentice, LaToya. And suddenly the men have more people on their team counting LaToya than the women.
Yep.
Oh,
the women have three. And
oh God. I bet Marley is so glad she can't hear Star and Nene screaming at each other next week. I thought Nene actually was so frazzled at one point that she was going to send Marley and her interpreter in different places. You know, have the interpreter running down to pick up some shrubberies or something.
A shrubbery.
Okay, let me just do this.
Not too expensive.
Also, coming up tomorrow here at the good old folks at Donkey Taco, me and you are doing a little thing. Not just Celebrity Apprentice stuff, but we're talking about some of the other
lots of little
stuff.
Things.
That's true. But tomorrow we're going to talk about our magic Roku box that we've got.
Yes.
That we're in love with. I'll talk about my big organ and how I have two of them.
Oh, God.
Did I put that the right way?
Not really.
No. It's one of those old Kimball Swinger organs. That sounded even dirtier, didn't it? Anyway, we'll also talk about our experiences in the House of Pedicures and Massages last week. Good stuff. 40 means I'm not always dirty, I guess would be the best way to put that. Yes.
Came as a shock to me.
Yeah. And also my methed out lab guy, lawn guy, and the washer repairman that raped us. So.
Well, don't forget about our contest.
Oh, that's right. Tomorrow with the next podcast, we're actually going to give away a $10 gift card to Amazon.com. Just by playing along with us, listen to the show. We got some trivia questions for you. Just name some songs. Name some TV theme songs. We'll give you part of it, and you'll be able to, if you name them all or get the most right, we'll give you the card. Sounds simple? Well, we are, yes.
And it should be fun. Right. I mean, I really enjoyed putting all those together and reminiscing about all the TV shows from the 70s and 80s that I used to watch.
That's right. So that'll be coming out tomorrow. So tune back in for that. Meanwhile, we'll be back Sunday with more Celebrity Apprentice. We're down to seven again, I guess. We lost one, gained one.
Yeah, so we didn't really lose anything.
The women's team is nothing but conflict.
I'm glad LaToya's back.
I am too. And this will... I don't know what this will do, really, because you'll still have that main conflict on the women's side.
Make things more interesting on the men's side, at least.
Do you think they came and they said, the men's team is too boring. This is 2 weeks in a row. They've had no conflict at all. They've had absolutely nothing exciting going on. We got to add something to the mix.
Probably.
And you can't bring Busey back to the men's team because he's on Mars by now. LaToya, I guess, is the next best craziness. Maybe so.
And she has nothing else to do.
Yeah, exactly. The phone rings outside of an Arby's somewhere in and Salsarito.
LaToya Jackson's office.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we kid because we love. All right, that is it for the Celebrity Apprentice podcast. Preempted tonight for the Osama bin Laden news, which we understood, but we still...
Totally worth it.
Yeah, absolutely worth it. So, USA, USA. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with that and your chance to win some cool stuff from us and all that coming up on Donkey Taco and here on Facebook and everywhere else tomorrow. So, thanks for listening, everybody.